Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Hello? Sorry, God, Gary Butterfield.
Braden Cameron, Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm running around a little bit with like a chicken with my head cut off.
I know you're a busy guy. I know I'm a busy guy. I wanted to call to say happy birthday, Gary.
Oh my God, you remembered.
Of course I remembered.
23rd.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Whatever day this is. It's your
birthday. Yeah. Oh, thanks, buddy. Man,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Out of my wife and all my children, we got Groby, we got Josh J. Jr. None of them remembered, and it was my business partner who remembered.
Yeah, man, I got it marked down in my Palm Pilot, my friend. I know.
You're the best.
Thanks. So Gary, I got you a present too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking long and hard. I went to my Gary place, which is the Cracker Barrel, because I know it's one of your favorite places. That's where I like to go if I want to try to pretend to be Gary. I want to get inside a Gary headspace. Go to the Cracker Barrel, because I know you love a place where you can go eat and then also buy the things that you just ate.
If I can get like a double waffle stack and then go buy a copy of the plate I bought it on, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I was giving this some thought. I was ruminating about this, and then it hit me. I mean, what do you get the guy who already invents everything he wants?
That's a good question. It's something I'm wrestling for your upcoming birthday in, a couple months from whenever this is.
You get him the gift of innovation.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
So, Gary, I thought about two of your favorite things. You love... these
horses?
Themed restaurants. Well, not horses this time. I know you love these themed restaurants where you can go buy the plates that you just ate off of.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you love that video game Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I'm addicted.
So once I got out of my Gary headspace, I went over to the GameStop and I bought the Dark Souls. And I put it into my video game machine. And I played it for about 2 hours and I beat it. And I think I have enough material to make a Dark Souls-themed theme restaurant. I'm going to call it the Estus Eatery.
The Estus Eatery?
Yeah, it's an undead favorite.
That's amazing. That's a great idea. It's already exploding my brain with flavor sensations and product innovations.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Gary, because I'm also hoping that you'll be able, with your in-depth knowledge of this game, because like I said, I played it for 2 hours, I beat it. It's not really a big deal. I think I have some good ideas from playing it, but I know you've spent a lot more time with it. Maybe you'll be able to bounce some new ideas off me, get something really rolling on this.
Yeah, I want to start production on this immediately. A lot of times when I'm playing Dark Souls, I'm already eating. So this stuff is already, popping into my head as it's popping into my stomach as it pops through my hands into the play console.
Yeah. So, Gary, I'm thinking, you want to get something to eat at this place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you're going to want is maybe a nice salad made with the bed of lettuce, named after the bed of chaos.
I love it. Maybe we have a thing where you can get the bed of lettuce as a side. But you know what I like with salad, right? It's the Olive Garden model. I like some breadsticks. So we have the bed of lettuce with the bread of chaos.
Very good. It's like a soup salad and breadsticks combo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get soup salad and breadsticks. So we got the bread of chaos, the bed of lettuce, and the watercress fallen merchant.
That's great.
A delicious watercress soup, that depresses the hell out of you.
Yeah, you know, you need a pick-me-up or, you know, put me down after all that chaos from the bread.
Yeah, it is crazy bread, I'm guessing.
That's great if you have a quick lunch. You need to go and get a quick lunch and get the soup salad breadstick combo that we already just talked about. But if you want something a little fancier, you reach for the seafood, you get yourself the four king crabs.
The four king crabs, the toughest entree this side of the Mississippi. Right?
Yep.
They come out of the
craggy, salty abyss of the ocean.
Right what on. I imagine is you sit down to eat the four king crabs. As you're eating one, slightly before you're finished with it, the server brings out another one. And
that's
you're like, oh, shit, here comes another one. And you start eating that one, and then the third one comes out. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm surrounded by king crabs.
Yeah, could you imagine how overwhelming it is, though, if you're not keeping up and all of a sudden there's three plates of king crabs and you're just trying to shovel it in as quick as you can, trying to dodge their pincers as you're spooning around?
Yeah, the four king crabs. Do you have the poise to handle this meal? You have to put on Havel's bib just to get through it.
You better sharpen your dragon tooth.
Yeah. I love it. That's real hearty. But let's think, you know, kind of go back to, you know, we're a magnate, we eat king crabs. I'm conceptualizing something. What if, you know, you have like my wife, vegetarian, right? She only eats, fruits and vegetables. And that's why I get her Seath the Crustless, a plate of dragon fruit with no crust.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I like that. Mm. But you know, since she's a vegetarian, couldn't she also get the cheeseless discharge?
She could, especially if she's a vegan and can't eat cheese, but can eat discharge. So couple years ago, when you came out to the summer house, you met Josh J. Grobe, right?
Grobat.
Senior?
Yeah, I did. What a character.
Yeah, he's my oldest. He's about 17. At this point, all he cares about is skateboarding and smoking. And
sure.
I can't get him to drink coffee like a man, so he's constantly downing these energy drinks. I say we start this this restaurant, an undead favorite, and we feed him the taurine demon.
Oh, yeah, taurine. That's an active ingredient in all those energy drinks. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to give him the energy he needs to kindle his thirst.
You mentioned dragon fruit earlier. We know that fruits are an important part of the diet, especially if you're going cheeseless discharge all the time or crustless all the time. So
yeah.
You need your fruits, and when you're supposed to get two servings of fruit, I say you get three with the grapple dragon. The grapple dragon, it is grapes, apples, dragon fruit. More specifically, it's apples that taste like grapes and dragon fruit.
It's apples that taste like they're graping. that sounds amazing. Just staring down the toothy maw of that delicious fruit seems like something that would get my mouth watering. And when my mouth waters, I need to wash it down with a little something. So that's why I might drink some Orange Dream and Samosa. Or a dark Capri Sun Gwendolicious.
Oh, man, that sounds really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have three beverages here.
Yeah, they all sound terrific, and I think that's fantastic. But Gary, let's switch gears a little bit. Talk about what you can get on the other side when you've had your meal. You want to go to the shop, maybe browse around, and find something exciting to either take home to say, like, look, I was here, or give to a friend who also likes Dark Souls. Or Cracker Barrel type restaurants. Say you want a commemorative utensil, you can get Quelaug's Fury Spork.
Sure. You get that, or you can get the Knife Artorias.
Yeah, you can totally get that. Knife Artorias, the celery stalker.
Yeah, exactly. Or what if you love our delicious sauces so much, and you want to bring home a big jar of mayonnaise, Father of the Abyss.
Yeah, totally. You can get some of that. So, you know, you've eaten a big, healthy, mothy dinner, and you want to take that spoon-light butterfly horn home with you, just hop on over to the shop, pick one up.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, especially if you just filled up on moonlight buttered bread.
Yeah, or perhaps a moon pie greatsword.
Yeah, if you can manage it. One of the things I want to do with this restaurant is not only have the accoutrements, but we should package some of our fine meats with it. I'm thinking that, you know, if you're in a lunch mood, right, you get a big old plate of the Capricola demon. And if you've got finer taste, why not take home some Black Angus Tarkus?
Yeah, and after that, we can start talking about our dessert options, like the Vanilla Priscilla. It's a nice, fuzzy ice cream sundae. And before you know it, it's disappeared.
Yeah, and if you want a little bit of a healthier dinner, you just cook up some peaches, add a little flour, and make the roux of Thurland. Mm-hmm. You can get some Oscar Mayer wieners of Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or marvelous Chester Cheetos. All these things are, you know, and more are for sale at this gift shop.
Yeah, I think the big plate, Logan, is really. I think you're gonna want to have a big plate, you know, for cookies, for, you know, putting all those king crabs on there when you're at home.
Yeah,
I think that's a good option. The big plate, Logan. I'm sticking by it. I think it's really great.
Yeah, I love it. You know, it all sounds delicious to me. I'm thinking, you know, we can also have some kind of themed items on your way out. You know, that you could potentially buy. Like, let's say, let me give you a scenario.
Josh Groban.
You've been walking all day. You go into the Estes Eatery.
Mm-hmm.
It's
an undead favorite.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to get down and you want to get the sandwiches of Izalith. You sit down, you eat, but you take off your shoe and you've got the blisters of chaos.
Oh,
that's what you
no.
can use. I know, but we sell Dr. Scholler's medicated powder.
Oh, see, that's great. That's really good. You mm-hmm. can get that. It's kind of things that you can only get there that you could use for anything. So, okay, I got another idea, kind of spinning off of yours. Let's say you've mm-hmm. had a big meal and you feel a bit of a rumble down in the lower burg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you hop on over to the gift shop. You hop on over to the gift shop. And you get yourself a Capra Tab. And a Capra Tab is going to prevent accidents the way that the Capra Demon prevents you from progressing through the rest of Dark Souls.
I'm thinking of a tagline. When you see the Capra Demon, you may shit your pants. But with the Capra Tab, you never will again.
It's exactly that. It's exactly that. It's. I mean, you have Capra brand Moussaka.
Yeah.
You know, already, you know, delicious goat meat. And that's often served in a dark moon bowl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What happens if, you know, our serving people, you know, our crestfallen waitresses, you know, spill some stuff on your shirt and it's been New Londo ruined?
Oh, gosh. Gary, I'm glad you bring that up because once your shirt's been New Londo ruined, you can just hop on over and get some Sunbro detergent. You bring that home, it'll get your whites gloriously incandescent.
You must think us mad to use Sunbro detergent. But us Jolly Hollows are none such.
Yeah, it's you and your washing machine engaging in jolly cooperation.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I'm on board. My mouth is watering, my thumbs are twitching. I want to play and eat right now.
That's great. I'm super glad that you feel that way. So, Gary, when you're leaving, you're all wrapped up. You bought your goods. You've paid for your dinner.
You've got a big box full of furtive pigs in a blanket.
And if you've spent more than $100 at one of our Estes Eateries,
mm-hmm.
we'll give
undead
you...
Favorite.
Yeah, undead favorite. We'll give you a senseless discount. Well, if you want the fast... discount, it would have to be it's less than a quarter of your carrying capacity, and then the medium is less than half of your carrying capacity, and then after that it's just there's no discount, it's just the fat.
We just send you out with a fat roll,
just a nice freshly baked jelly coal.
I think that sounds like customer loyalty is really important.
Yeah,
and Dark Souls has some of the most loyal fans. We're going to have some of the most loyal eaters at the Estes Eatery. An undead favorite.
Undead favorite. I agree. Estes Eatery, undead favorite, sounds great. But we need another tag to go with it.
SS Eatery, an undead favorite. Prepare to fry, parentheses, we already have, end parentheses.
Okay, I like that a lot. I like that. How about this? Estes Eatery, an undead favorite. Eating in Lordran won't make you Pordran.
Estes Eatery, an undead favorite. Limes in Lordran are convoluted, and that's why we put them in our drinks.
Estes Eatery, an undead favorite. Washing your hands in our Darkroot Basin is always free.
Estes Eatery, undead favorite for you and me. Get yourself some Jesus discharge. Get the discharge. Hold the cheese.
That's so good, Gary. That's so good.
Yeah, man. I'm just thinking we get somebody with a real like growl voice, and get them on board. We have them play some Dark Souls, maybe Demon Souls first, and then they'll have no choice but to want to play.
Yeah, I think you're really. You're really onto something. You get a pinwheel Sunday into them, it'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm 100% into it. Get a pinwheel Sunday, let him, check out our fruit salad with Grape Lornito.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
Gary, I just had an idea. You know how we talked about that senseless discount earlier?
Yeah, customer loyalty.
What? Yeah. Exactly. Let's take it another step further. Let's introduce a new program where we give you a FAP ring after you've been to one of our restaurants. It's a friends and partners ring that you would put on your keychain or turn into your keychain, and it guarantees you certain benefits, to be figured out later, I guess, additional senseless discharge or discounts. But the second you eat at another restaurant, it breaks.
That is the kind of thing. There are certain kinds of really anal retentive eaters that are never going to take that off if they ever put it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's and we want that market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything about this idea makes me think that this is the best birthday I've ever had.
Oh, thanks, Gary.
Yeah, and it's all thanks to you, and no thanks to Josh J. Joby Joe Grew.
Josh Grobe.
My second eldest.
Yeah, that guy can sometimes be. He can sometimes be a real.
He's really entering into the terrible teens.
Sure.
He's trying to, to demon ruin my good time. All I want to do is sit around with my VHS copy of Tomb of the Vagiants.
he's just acting like such a sunlight maggot.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like it. I just, it's fine. I'm going to spend some So thank you for this idea. I want to break ground immediately. For the rest of my birthday, I think I just want to go spend some time in the Duke's archives, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure. With the Tomb of the Vagiants.
Yeah, my VHS about gigantic women and their uses for regular-sized human men like me.
Well, that's great. Next time that we are, I'm in town. It's a kind of a belated birthday present. I'll make you up one of my special dishes, the egg vermifuge.
No, that's good. I mean, my head's been pretty itchy, so I think it's going to really hit the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And after you've eaten the egg vermifuge, it gets half the calories that out of anything else you eat.
It's really good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Gary.
Well, my fair lady.
Yeah,
I'm
super glad I could help you on your birthday. Again, happy birthday on this date. Next year, we're going to even have a bigger, better idea.
Bigger, better restaurant. This birthday had a sad beginning, but you better believe me, it's going to have a happy ending.
I believe you, Gary. I believe you.
Good night, Brayton.
Good night, Gary. Grobe night. Praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sunny side eggs.
Yeah.